Having read How to Be Free from Bitterness, you may realize that you are not a Christian. If you are a Christian, you can be delivered from this awful sin. If you are not a Christian, then your bitterness is tied up with many other sins and with a nature that is prone to sin. In order to get rid of this bitterness, you need a new nature, and you need to get rid of your old nature. This cannot be done by you. It can be done only by God. Here is your part. Number one, you need to want to be set free from the guilt and judgment for your sins and the power of sin. Number two, you need to know that you are helpless in this want. Number three, you need to know that being good and not being bad will not set you free, nor will any other means of self-effort. Number four, you need to know that God has already accomplished this deliverance in sending the Lord Jesus to earth in order to die for the ungodly. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. That's Romans 5:6 in the New International Version. Number five, 3 days after this death for our sins, the Lord Jesus arose from the dead in order to make us righteous. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. That's Romans 4:25 in the New International Version. Number six, the Holy Spirit is now drawing you to turn from your sin, to call upon the Lord Jesus, trusting Him, His death, and resurrection. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That's Romans 4:25 in the New International Version. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Peter and then to the 12. That's 1 Corinthians 15:1-5 in the New International Version. Having called upon the Lord Jesus, now thank Him for bringing you to the Father, for forgiving your sin, and for giving you everlasting life. Now in your joy of your forgiveness, tell someone that which God has done for you. If you write to us, we will send you help in the form of books and booklets that will help you grow in the Christian life.